Hello and welcome back to the TTD Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a deaf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. The Gemara talks on Sukkah 17, a Mishnah and Kalim that lists various measurements for materials regarding their susceptibility to Tumah. Mishnah talks about how various measurements can combine with each other to create the amount needed to become Tumah. Gemara explains the ruling was said because different materials all have the same measurement in regarding Tumah when the Zav sits on the material. When talking about the Mishnah, it's talking about the different measurements that could combine, and the reason Gemara talks about it is because each material can contract Tumah when the Zav sits on the material. It could be, and as the Daf Notes point out also on DafNotes.com, maybe it could talk about the hatred that people have for the Jewish people, which we see rising so much nowadays. The Medrash states that Midian and Moab were always enemies, but they united to cause harm to the Jewish people, because the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? Converse could also be true. Even if Jews do not see eye to eye on all issues, we should at least unite for matters of purity and sanctity. When Hashem sees that we demonstrate signs of friendship, He will also nullify the plans of the Gentiles and redeem us from the exile. Remember that we have much more in common than that divides us. Even if someone might be a different sect of Judaism than you, even if someone might be holding on a different religious level than you, unite and care for one another. We have enough enemies out there, outside of us, that we don't have to have enemies within us. We should have avad chinam, basic, wonderful love for one another. It doesn't matter what we look like, or how large or how small, how tall or how short. It doesn't matter what sect of Judaism, what religious brand, or how religious one is. The Jewish person, the pindali, it is always there, and we should always have pure love for one another. You talk about the sanctity, the purity of the item, and you have to talk about the sanctity, the purity of the person. As the Gemara talks about the sanctity, purity of items, we too should talk about the sanctity, purity of our hearts to make sure that we love one another, not hate one another. There's enough hatred around us. Make sure to unite and care for those around us. We'll feel the purity and sanctity flowing within us and flowing within the people all around us. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 18 here on the TTD.